I just got my Ghost Gunner 0% receiver kit. This is a block of aluminum combined with some brackets and some new code for the CNC router machine, which is the Ghost Gunner machine, the GG3, as it's called. The website is ghostgunner.net. And, you know, I've owned the GG2 machine for, I guess, several years now, and I've been able to use that to turn 80% receivers into, ready receivers for AR-15s. I've built up, you know, a couple of homemade rifles out of that, and it works great. And then now the GG3 with this, the 0% receiver, allows you to take a block of aluminum and basically make a receiver out of it. There's a couple of additional parts that have to be, I think, bolted on. So it's not quite a full solution, but I think Ghost Gunner is very innovative and they're working on all that stuff. And we'll see where they go next. But the cool thing here is, of course, you can take a block of aluminum and you can make a lower receiver out of it at home just using this machine. Now, the federal government may try to ban 80% lower receivers. In fact, it seems like the ATF is going to do that. They cannot probably ban blocks of aluminum, because if they do that, then, well, the entire U.S. economy falls apart. Because then you're getting into the government banning really the table of elements. Because, you know, you can make lower receivers out of not just aluminum. You could use copper, I suppose, if you wanted to, or you could use other alloys. Aluminum has the advantage of being able to be rather workable with, router bits and so on. It's not as tough as hardened steel, obviously, but there are many other alloys that could be used for this. I mean, maybe like zinc alloys of some kind. I don't know, zinc copper combination or something. So even if they banned aluminum, which they couldn't, but even if they did, there are other things you could make lower receivers out of. Some people make them out of polymer, by the way. You know, think about maybe high-density polyethylene or other similar materials. But it is interesting that the government may try. They may try to ban aluminum, you know, because they're just insane. And if you think that's not possible, well, they've already tried to ban carbon. So they're already banning parts of the table of elements. They're saying carbon is bad. You've heard it. War on carbon. Carbon is destroying the planet. We have to get rid of carbon dioxide. Well, you're carbon-based life, by the way. And carbon dioxide, of course, is necessary to grow plants and produce food crops and all of this kind of thing. So carbon is absolutely necessary. And if they ban carbon, then they would be banning, well, steel. They would be banning life. They would be banning all plants. I mean, I don't put it past them, because the leaders of America right now and the West are so incredibly stupid that they might try to ban the entire table of elements. It's like, no hydrogen for you. It's like, water is now illegal because it's got two parts hydrogen, and oxygen might be regulated. You know, they'll make you wear a mask, and they'll kind of meter how much oxygen you use. I mean, they're already talking about putting masks on cows now to absorb methane. So masking animals. This is what the green lunatics want, is to run around like putting masks on horses and cows and dogs and cats and everything. And children, of course, on top of that. We're living in an insane asylum at this point. They're totally bonkers. But if they start banning aluminum and copper and steel and all these things, obviously, you know, the whole system collapses, or people just have a revolt and throw them out of office and just, you know, geez, come back to reality. Now, speaking of reality, there are two nations on this planet in particular that are rooted in reality, and that's, believe it or not, Russia and China. And, you know, I'm not rooting for China. I'm not rooting for Russia. I'm rooting for America, but America's leaders are delusional fairy tale zombies. They're not living in the real world. No matter what you think of Russia or China, they are living in the real world. You know, they are dealing with reality. They are actually, you know, facing up to the way things really work. So if you want to heat a building, you need, you know, fuel, you need energy. That's reality. If you want to power transportation, you need energy. You know, if you want to have a currency that doesn't collapse, you need to have gold to back it, or commodities to back it, things like that. You know, Russia is living in reality. and operating in the real world. America is not, and neither is Western Europe. China's living in reality. China's doing a lot in the real world and, you know, making great strides because of that. Now, I'm not saying that China doesn't suffer from its own delusions. There are many fiscal and economic delusions in China, such as the Evergrande property developer. That was all a Ponzi scheme fairy tale. There are delusional bubbles in China. And, you know, there are issues in Russia as well. Plenty of lies and deception and corruption in every government. No matter where you go, you're going to run into that. But as a whole, China is rooted in the real world. They manufacture physical things. They're making aircraft carriers. They have an amazing steel industry. They know how to manufacture things using polymers or alloys or fibers or you know, food or whatever. China is rooted in reality, whereas America is rooted in this delusional economy of just like fake ideas, you know? For example, NFTs are a great example of that. Non-fungible tokens, which was kind of an offshoot of crypto. And I always said from day one, like, NFTs are the dumbest idea I've ever heard. Where, oh, you're going to take a digital fingerprint of a tweet or an image or something and sell it for millions of dollars, and some collector is going to want the digital proof that they own that JPEG or something. It's just stupid. There were even books published about how to get rich with NFTs. And, you know, NFT is going to be the future. Everything's going to be electronic. No, it isn't, actually. Everything's going to be real, because the whole future of the delusions is collapsing. And to some extent, that's also true with the service economy. Because the service economy, although there are real legitimate services like plumbing and electrician work and, you know, things like that. So a lot of the U.S. so-called service economy is just nonsense. It's not even rooted in reality, you know? And there are all these venture capital funded ideas that are just ludicrous. So many ideas and new startups, and then you got all these people now working remotely, which means they're sitting by their swimming pool and answering corporate emails on their laptop, and they're actually getting paid while doing nothing useful. As long as they affirm transgenderism and LGBT, they get to keep their job, you see. And if they claim to be LGBT, they might actually get extra paid vacations. You know, transgender reparations are a real thing. But they're not contributing anything to the economy. They're not doing anything. They're just having a paid vacation and kind of a get along, you know, I'm in the club type of mentality where they get to keep their job just because they're sufficiently woke. It's like woke-tards earning free money while doing nothing. Well, those days are coming to an end because the cheap money is ending, because the Fed is raising interest rates. Yeah, these are all related. So when the cheap money ends and you have all these people who suddenly have to figure out, well, gosh, how do I contribute to the world's economy instead of just collecting money for being woke? Well, then, you know, a lot of people are going to fall out of the economy because they don't know how to do anything. They don't have any skills. They don't know how to make anything or think. They can't even do accounting, you know, which requires some ability to process numbers. But that's largely lacking in Western culture today. It's incredible. So a lot of the Western economy is truly just vaporware. It's just based on money printing and debt and delusion and just a bunch of woke talkers who pretend like they're doing something useful. I mean, just go to any party in LA and you're going to hear all these fantasy stories and dreamers and people like, I've got this amazing idea and it's going to revolution. No, it isn't. You're stupid, man. You don't know how to do anything. You haven't done anything. You're not making anything. Your ideas suck, actually. But, you know, you can't say that in polite society. And people always ask me, how come I didn't get into, you know, big time crypto and NFTs and all these virtual assets and buy real estate in the metaverse? And I'm like, no, I bought concrete and rebar. I built a multi-million dollar facility for processing orders, manufacturing food, warehousing raw materials, and shipping out orders to people. Why? Because that's the future, is reality. People are always going to need real things because they live in real bodies, by the way. You really have to eat. You can't just imagine. that you're eating. At some point, you got to actually eat something real. You know, at some point, you need actual shelter. You can't just make believe that you have shelter, right? Yeah, reality is the ultimate judge. And reality is a, well, it's going to be a rude awakening for a whole lot of people as reality kicks in. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Take care.